The Echoes podcast is made possible in part by Windwater Productions, whose latest release is called International Steel Guitar by David Belmont and Brent Arnold. It's an album of duets for dobro and cello, inspired by world music from Persia to China, Africa to America. David Belmont and Brent Arnold's International Steel Guitar is available from Amazon, iTunes, and other online retailers. Kaya Project's Fire Dance looks like a concept album. All the themes are concerned with fire, spirituality, or both. But Seb Taylor says that was incidental.
It kind of moved in such an intense direction, that, and a lot of fire dancers were coincidentally getting in touch with me. A lot of people who follow yoga, and also a lot of people who do fire shows. And it just seemed to organically move towards, this whole name of fire dance came about. And the more I thought about it, the more it really fit with the intense vibe of everything.
It is one of the most intense Kaya Project albums to date, and it opens with a spiritually titled Umra, sung by longtime Kaya Project collaborator Idina Mikhailova. Opening the album with a song named for the Islamic journey to Mecca seems intentional.
That's a coincidence. The Umra is actually from Irina's vocals, which she's singing about a very personal moment in her life. The words are just a coincidence. It's not actually from the Islamic Umra or anything like that. That's a coincidence.
Idina Mikhailova.
That song is dedicated to my mom. She was fighting with cancer. I was helping her actually in this town, Freiburg, and it just kind of came out of me. And when Sebastian asked me, what's this lyrics about? And I said, it's about dedicated to my mom.
Kaya Project has been recording for 10 years, releasing 5 albums plus remixes of their world electronica. It's music that hovers between dance floor ecstasy and contemplative ambience. That's what attracted Idina Mikhailova to him. She's speaking to me on her computer in Freiburg, Germany, where she's touring with Medicine Drum. She first heard Seb Taylor's music at a rave party in Mexico called Return to the Source.
And I remember he just put this chill project on. He didn't say the name Kaya Project at that time. He had another name for him and his partner. It called at the time Foxglove. And I thought, wow, this is so beautiful. I really like this, it was a bit slower than any dance projects that were at that party, happening at that party in Mexico. So obviously I was drawn toward it because it had more live instruments, added. And inside I remember feeling like, that's what I should be doing,
She's been singing with Kaya Project since 2004, joining Seb Taylor and his wife, singer and flute player Natasha Chamberlain. Chamberlain is on the new album as well, although her influence was felt in other ways. Taylor and Chamberlain had their first child in the midst of recording. One of the few non-fire or spiritual songs is named for an opiate used in labor.
Pethidine beats. Okay, yeah, that's quite an interesting one. Well, that track actually started life as some music I was writing for a mountain bike company called Specialized. I do a lot of music for extreme sports companies. And it just so happened that when I was finishing the track, Natasha went into labor with the birth of our daughter. So I basically let a friend of mine finish off the track in progress for the mountain bike company while we went to hospital. And pethidine was one of the drugs used during labor and childbirth. So that's where the name came from.
Seb Taylor mixes sly guitars, Eastern flutes, Middle Eastern percussion, Edina Mikhailova's Bulgarian-derived vocals, and just about anything else in the world music kitchen sink. A song like the title track is a global dance with indeterminate roots.
Yeah, it's quite a melting pot, that one. They're some of the only vocal samples I used. So I didn't record those vocals especially for that track. They just happen to fit perfectly. And there are Maasai tribal people in there. There are also some Turkish vocals. It's a real melting pot, that track. And I think that fits with the power of it.
When Seb Taylor adapts these sounds, he says he's not conscious of any ethnic or cultural connections they might have, nor the musical traditions they come from.
Yeah, no. There's really no traditional form or premeditation there at all. I mean, you know, the dabuka playing, that's me playing my dabuka I got from Israel, and I just play probably not in a traditional way as well. I had it upright, I think, as opposed to under my arm, and I just played what felt right. You know, I wasn't following any particular traditional rules, and the main beat underneath it is a dancehall beat, so it's more of the reggae kind of offbeat, and that just seemed to fit as well. So, you know, it's more about intuition and feeling as opposed to premeditation. Yeah.
Yet, traveling the world, playing music festivals and dance parties, he's feeding this music back to its native sources the way English rockers fed American blues back to the US.
The gig I've just got back from a couple of days ago was Turkey, and I didn't realise how Turkish my music sounds until the locals came up and they responded amazingly. And especially when some Turkish-sounding vocals came in, the dance floor went crazy.
Gaia Project's latest album is called Fire Dance on Interchill Records. For Echoes, I'm John DiLibretto. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.